This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kathy, today you're seeing a long-standing patient who's 50 years old and is entering menopause. She's not had a period in the last 10 months, and over the last 6 months has had worsening hot flashes, night sweats, and vaginal dryness. She's sexually active with one partner, and they use barrier methods for contraception. Today, she'd like to have a conversation with you regarding the use of hormone replacement therapy to control her hot flashes and her night sweats.
All right. I don't think we've discussed menopause, so let's do a quick review. So menopause is the permanent cessation of menstruation due to loss of...
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
Of ovarian follicular function. It's diagnosed retrospectively after 12 months of amenorrhea, so she's just about there at 10 months. In the U.S., the average age at menopause is 51, so again, she's pretty typical in that sense. Perimenopause refers to the time period preceding menopause when fertility wanes and menstrual cycle irregularity increases until the first year after cessation of menses. The onset of perimenopause typically precedes the final menses by 2 to 8 years, with a mean duration of 4 years. And by the way, interestingly, smoking accelerates the menopausal transition by about 2 years.
What about her symptoms? She described hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness. Are they clearly associated with menopause?
There's strong evidence that the menopausal transition can cause hot flashes, night sweats, irregular bleeding, and vaginal dryness, and there's moderate evidence that it can cause sleep disturbances in some women. There's inconclusive or insufficient evidence that ovarian aging is a major cause of mood swings or depression, impaired memory or concentration, somatic symptoms, urinary incontinence, or sexual dysfunction.
Okay, so let's get to the question. The question is asking, hormone therapy in menopausal women has been shown to decrease the risk of A, breast cancer, B, coronary artery disease, C, endometrial cancer, D, hip fractures, or E, pulmonary embolism.
Okay, this is really important, and we're not going to have time to cover all aspects of hormone therapy in this episode, but let's start off, first of all, with the two broad forms of hormone therapy that have been studied in menopausal women. So when we talk about hormone therapy, we're talking about either estrogen alone or estrogen in combination with progestin. Studies have shown different results for some of the clinical outcomes, so there is some subtlety. But let's start with why she came to see us today. And it is true that either of those options for hormone therapy, estrogen alone or the combined hormonal therapy, will decrease her vasomotor symptoms. And it's also true that either therapy will increase bone mineral density and then will decrease the risk of hip fracture by about 33%.
Okay, so the answer to our question today is that hormonal therapy in her will decrease her risk of hip fracture.
Yes, that's right.
Well, let's discuss the others, and let's start with the simplest.
Okay, there's a definite increased risk of pulmonary embolism and deep venous thrombosis with either estrogen alone or the combination in postmenopausal women.
Sounds like things get more complicated once we start talking about cancers and cardiovascular disease. So let's try to cover what we can.
So both are interesting and complicated. It turns out that the different formulations of hormone therapy have different results in terms of cancer risks. And to make it clear, there are no clear benefits of hormone therapy for either cancer, but there are risks. There's a definite increased risk of breast cancer with at least 5 years of use of estrogen progestin replacement therapy. However, that increased risk was not seen with estrogen alone. For endometrial and other cancers like ovarian and colorectal, the risks can vary with the formulation.
Okay, so this is pretty complicated stuff. What about cardiovascular disease?
Cardiovascular disease is similarly complicated in that there are differences by the age that women start the hormonal replacement therapy and the formulation.
So obviously a lot of work to be done on this, and she was right to come in and have the conversation. Any new developments?
Yeah, in 2023, there was a new FDA approval for a medication called fezolinetant, an oral medication for the treatment of moderate to severe hot flashes caused by menopause. So there is more work being done on menopause and menopausal symptoms.
So it's possible there is a drug that is not a hormone that could be useful for just some of her vasomotor symptoms. Mm-hmm. This is a remarkably complicated topic. But for today, the teaching points are that in menopausal women, hormone therapy with either estrogen alone or an estrogen progesterone combination can definitely decrease the vasomotor symptoms, such as night sweats and hot flashes. It can also decrease the risk of bone fractures, most notably hip fractures. However, there are definite and probable increases in risk of breast cancer, endometrial cancer, and cardiovascular disease that depend on the formulation and the timing of the therapy.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.